Welcome to the Site Cabin Podcast, episode 16.
16.
What's that? Red 16
on a roulette table.
16 oh, red, red 16 on a roulette table. Really yeah, like yeah, yeah.
I always do.
Black 13's my number. I always go black 13.
Zero.
Zero.
You're zero, no, aren't you?
Black in Europe, black but in America, they're not allowed.
Is it red?
Even numbers are red, and the odd numbers are black. Apart from zero, which is...
No, I think there's odds and evens on both colours.
No, because black's 20.
They actually spot the colours differently all over, don't they?
It's a bit... Oh, because it moves, yeah.
You mean depending on where you play roulette?
It's three rows, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what? We're just on some of it. You know, talking about... Well, we're in construction. The best thing they ever did was get rid of those roulette machines in bookies. Because there was loads of construction lads.
Just
going
in industries.
Just go in.
No, and that feeding £20 notes in it and stuff. I've seen
the whole wage.
I've done it.
I've seen it. I've seen lads do it.
Yeah.
I can remember a couple of occasions where it'd be Saturday morning and I'd say, "You all right, Dan?" And you'd be like,
"No."
So what's the matter? He's put the light in a roulette machine.
the weird thing is with those though, you could go in with 300 quid and lose a lot. I know it's typical gambling, but I've gone in with 10 quid. I remember once went in with £2 and walked out with like 230 odd quid.
Yeah.
I've done one like 40 quid. I've done put 2 quid in with change.
Put the mic a bit closer on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, we're okay. We're good. Mm. No. I mean, the devil's machine.
The best thing they did was get rid of them.
Yeah.
Or they made them £2, didn't they, or something?
They did. No, restricted limit. Yeah.
But anyway, episode 16, sweet 16. What have we all been up to since our last episode?
Well, Dad's dead.
Dad passed away.
And we gave him an amazing send-off.
It was amazing send-off. We actually talked about doing a podcast with Mike, my other brother. So for people that don't know, me, Danny and Andy are brothers. Jack is my son.
He's my nephew.
That means he's your nephew. Yeah. And that means it was his granddad that passed away as well.
Yeah.
But we've talked about doing a podcast with all of us.
Yeah.
And sort of talking about what it was like living with, working and living with a builder, because he was a bricklayer. Well, a very proud bricklayer, actually, wasn't he?
Well, Andy, on the day of his funeral, we all obviously carried his coffin. But you were convinced it was blocks in it.
It was so heavy.
It was dead heavy.
And he wasn't a big man, was he?
No, not at the end.
He wasn't like... And I mean, we've carried Nana and Grandad's.
Yeah.
And that wasn't as heavy as that.
Yeah, he lost a lot of weight, actually, with his illness. And his cancer, he died of cancer.
Dave, it's a story you said at his eulogy, which I think is great. I was going to ask you to say it today.
Yeah.
Because a lot of bricklayers will know the noise.
Yeah. I'd never thought about speaking about that. Should I tell him?
I think you should tell him because I think it's a good story.
So it's a pretty amazing, really. He had esophageal cancer, and he
was in Christie's.
He was in the Christie's for 2 weeks.
Last couple of weeks,
he was in the Christie's.
Who were amazing, by the way.
Shout out the Christie's.
Yeah, amazing.
Unbelievable. We love the Christie Hospital and all the nurses. What was the ward? It was ward 11? No. Third floor, ward 11.
That's it.
They were amazing. Yeah. All them people on that ward were absolutely incredible. Amazing. They looked after Dad amazingly well. And anyway, in the centre of Christie is a garden.
Yeah.
And they were working on the garden. They were upgrading the garden.
Yeah.
And every day at around 3 o'clock, there'd just be this crash, bang, wallop noise. Clang, clunk, clang. Crash, bang, wallop. Clang, clunk, clang. Crash, bang, wallop. Clang, clunk, clang. I instinctively knew what that was. I think you did. I think you did, Dan.
Yeah.
Probably Jack as well. And essentially what it was the builders cleaning out the mixer.
Yeah.
It's a great...
At 3 o'clock. Sound. And they put something in called the laughing brick, which are bricks.
Yeah.
And they put the bricks in with the water. The mixer spins round and it essentially cleans the mixer. To everybody in the Christie, that was the most annoying sound you could possibly ever hear.
Yeah.
But to Dad... In his final 2 weeks, that was... What did that sound mean to a bricklayer?
Going home.
It meant time to go home.
Especially on a Friday.
Desert Island Discs. That's on your Desert Island Discs for us.
But he always joked for years about putting it on a cassette
and
listening to it to relax that noise. because it made him think of going home.
When you think of all those apps now with like Rainfall and...
I know.
Yeah. Or Matthew McConaughey's voice.
Yeah.
Bricklayers just want a mixer going around the bricks, isn't it?
All my dad wanted was was the sound of a mixer with bricks in it being washed out. And that was the sound that was played almost every single day. And in fact, at the very moment of his death, he died at 11:03.
Yeah.
And as he died, someone started a still saw up just outside. Someone was going...
Yeah. Did they have the dust suppression on?
I don't know, actually.
Was it statistically speaking as well?
Well, Kate said that most people in the UK die at 11 a.m.
Yeah, on average, yeah.
On average. Sorry, yeah, the average, not most people, the average.
Yeah.
And he died at 11:03. To the sound of a still saw.
He was always a bit late, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was always a bit late.
When I found that out, I was...
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
It was weird. Yeah, it was weird.
It was weird. It was weird. But, I mean, he was a good guy. He was a good dad.
He was.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
great.
I think maybe when we're a bit better...
Yeah.
In our heads, we'll talk about it in a pro. We have actually done an episode about that kind of already.
Yeah, we did when we found
the first episode of the second series.
Yeah. Was it the first episode?
I think we started with that, found out Dad's got cancer.
We found out he got cancer. But I think we spoke about him when Mike came on. We spoke about working with Dad and what it was like when he used to wake me up in the morning. We said a few stories about that. And well, we've all got stories because we've all worked with him, haven't we?
Yeah.
But he really was like an old school bricklayer.
Very good bricklayer.
Dad, well. Brilliant. 14.
Yeah. 14.
Start work at 14.
14, 15, something like that. Yeah.
And he always used to say, indentured. I was indentured apprentice. And I used to think, what does that actually mean? But what it actually means is that he's fixed time.
Tied into that. Company.
So they can't get rid of him and he can't walk away either, in a sense. That doesn't really happen nowadays, that type of apprenticeship.
Well, it's like they take a responsibility on for training you, but your responsibility is to work for them as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's a certain set rate.
Exactly.
He learned really well, really good training.
And his apprenticeship was with you, Owen and Sons.
Yeah.
Which were, now I don't know this exactly,
right.
but...
I thought it was Pickford's, but he went to Pickford's.
No,
because Pickford worked for Owen and Sons,
That's right.
He?
Yeah. He's got, the Pickford was a kind of old school...
Sergeant Major.
Yeah. And he used to tell this story. In fact, he'd say it every... I know we're getting into this. I didn't mean to, but anyway. He used to tell this story about when he was working in the snow and there's a house at the top of our estate, a black and white house.
Yeah.
I won't say who lives there now, but I think you probably know.
Oh, yeah.
Family people live there now.
Yeah.
But Pickford used to have that house.
Yeah.
And he walked up to the house one day to see if they were in.
Yeah.
For bricklayers were working and Pickford leaned out the window and said, it's snowing, it's not fucking fit for Eskimos, fuck off back home. To them all,
I've
basically.
I've not heard that before.
Yeah. No, he did, he had that out, didn't he? Yeah.
So Dad would always say, it's not fit for Eskimos, let's go home.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know it's a saying that's...
I was walking past that house the other day. Was that the one that was built from materials that were taken from... the site, or am I thinking of another place?
Oh no, that's another story. I think you're thinking
that's been
of there
for a long time.
Yeah. That house has been there. That house has been there before the estate. So we're talking about an estate. We won't go exactly where, but we're talking about an estate in Offerton in Stockport.
Well,
basically
leads us on to Stockport.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Stockport is the single greatest place to live in the northwest of England, according to I think the Times Radio, the Times newspaper.
Everybody loves a viaduct, don't they?
Oh, everyone loves the viaduct.
Everyone loves the fourth most ugliest building in Europe.
Red Rock.
It's great inside.
It is great inside.
I like the cinema.
We went recently, actually.
Oh, yeah.
To watch
June Part 2.
A reasonably good film.
Oh, June Part 2.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. It was brilliant. And the other thing about Stockport is, it's got a pyramid.
It has got a pyramid.
I know we've talked about the pyramid before, but... for years and years and years, living in Stockport, I thought, that's god-awful, that pyramid.
But
if someone said to me right now, we're getting rid of the pyramid, I'd be disgusted.
Yeah, I would.
Do you know, like, with the, obviously, original pyramids in Egypt, we've always wondered for thousands and thousands of years, how did they build it?
In
a thousand years' time, they'll go, why the fuck did they build that in Stockport? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
It was built as office space, wasn't it?
It was a co-op.
It was a co-op bank.
Some angel worked in there.
Yeah,
one of our mates.
It was a co-op bank, and then
I'd love to go in.
You know where the pyramid is.
Yeah.
So way back when, I think I'm going to say about 100 years ago now, the very first dry ski slope was built there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
in the country.
In the country, the very first dry ski slope was also built
there.
I thought it was Rossendale.
Rossendale's where everyone goes. But the very first dry ski slope was built in that area. You can still Google it and check it out. Which is a weird. Why would you build that?
Would, I, That's Stockport, isn't it?
Stockport also has had a plane crash, a major plane crash.
And Dad can remember seeing the sight of that as a kid.
Yeah,
he told us the famous story where, like, when he was like 7 or 8 and his mum walked him past it.
But
he was
in there's a lot of stories. We didn't in season one, but in season two, I now tag Stockport in every single video that we make and every single episode. Because I think we're proud to be from Stockport. Yeah. The podcast is from Stockport. The building that we're in.
Building trade with the viaduct and stuff.
Pi Radio, who kindly allow us to hire the studio and everything and help us out with the recordings. Well, basically, they do it for us, don't they, basically?
Yeah. Yeah. Do all the work.
Apart from telling us what to say.
Yeah.
But they do all the work. So it's a partnership. But they're in Stockport. So I'm proud to be from Stockport.
But I have got...
But for years... Sorry, Andy. I'll shut up in a sec. But for years, people have always like... degraded Stockport a little bit.
He was a shithole, though.
I know what you mean.
It was at parts.
He had his moments.
I reckon, like, the late 90s, early 2000, it was...
Yeah.
It had a bad name.
Yeah.
And it was a bit of crime and there was stuff.
Yeah.
But I think now, like, I think what they've done with the market is unbelievable.
What do you call it? Gentrification, haven't they?
They've just really got hold of it.
Right, it needed
And, of course, we've got a new bus station.
That's looking good.
I've not been round.
I've walked on the bridge. Looks good.
Who knew we'd be doing a podcast about Stockport
One of the biggest problems is it should be on the map, but Legoland now don't have a viaduct, do they? They've not built one yet.
No, went there.
And he went to...
In Windsor?
Yeah.
Right, so there's all the rides and it's brilliant.
Took the kids.
I know you want to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Other people have been. We went as kids in Denmark.
Yeah.
Years ago.
But... of all the rides and everything that they've got, the best bit is Miniland, and it's all the buildings.
Oh. The world's great buildings.
It is a bit. Oh my god!
So it's like a miniature village in a city.
It's massive. There's like a whole part of just London. Then there's New York. Then there's the Alps. Then there's Taj Mahal. Yeah. Then just name it.
So if you were a borrower, you'd live there. You'd live there.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's got
a tube that goes around the whole Miniland, so you can get off and on the tube.
So Stuart Little would live there.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's got no viaduct.
Yes, it should be.
Why would we not have any
Windsor now?
I mean, every town in the UK is proud of something, aren't they? They must be.
The viaduct is pretty impressive.
But it's the biggest big built structure in Europe.
I know. Should be in Legoland.
Sorry, Jack. Yeah. Sorry.
There's a castle somewhere in Poland.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just slightly bigger. Mm.
Bastards.
No.
Yeah, has anyone actually counted them bricks?
Yeah, it's the biggest brick viaduct in Europe.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's basically what I meant. Yeah. Today's episode 16, I don't know, we just said we just talk about whatever we want to talk about. I think one of the things we sort of mentioned was like the future of construction. What could construction look like in the future? Mm. One of the things I wanted to mention was, has anyone seen them? They're like a external
exoskeleton.
Exoskeleton.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. They're actually about now. You can buy them. You know, you can actually.
It's incredible. What for lifting?
You can actually buy an exoskeleton now. And it's basically like it covers the external parts of your legs, your back, your head, and your arms. And it increases your ability to lift weights. Like, incredibly.
You can see that coming. You can see that getting rid of
all bricks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and then when I was thinking about that, I then started to think about, you know, the film, is it Aliens?
Yes, Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver drives one of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Them sort of robotic kind of...
Where do you want it?
And she's lifting pallets and stuff.
Oh. Yeah.
And then there's... The Blue Monkeys.
Avatar.
They have them.
Yeah, they've got... Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The blue people, they have them in that as well.
It's Murphs in Space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we went to UK Construction Week. Was it last year we went? We've not been this year. Last year. There was basically a 3D printer there.
Oh, the concrete.
But it's like an industrial size 3D printer.
Yeah, I was impressed with that.
Right.
But it looked crap.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like a termite.
Like,
I don't see when I look at construction, I
think it's art. No, there is. It should be something.
I think when I've seen modern technologies brought in, I don't know if it's a tradition in me, but I think they look shit.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
And I don't like them. Like, I saw one the other day about, in fact, it was there, Hessian blocks, and yeah, making houses out of Hessian blocks. I looked at it, I thought, I get it, I get the thermal values and everything, but it looks shit, mate.
Unless, like, you clad it with something, I don't know.
But that's what I mean. But then you, it didn't look right. I don't think they can't get past the fact that a lovely brick built a timber lodge.
Timber, brick, glass and steel.
Yeah.
Stone.
Even if it's in the right place, rendered.
Yeah. You walk around Manchester. I've been to Manchester today. You walk around and you see some of, like, the beautiful brick built buildings.
Victorian.
And then a massive monstrosity made out of glass and steel. And you think, that looks way better.
That's more.
So, some of the glass steel buildings do look good. Don't get me wrong. I mean, like, there's the Gherkin in London.
Unique structures.
Yeah, there's some unique structures. But also, at the same time, look at the things that are in front of us on the table. There we go. They're all classically built.
Yeah.
Kind of classically built things. But I was trying to think about, we mentioned before the pod about, like, favourite structures, and if anyone's got
there's one I can think of.
Go on.
There's one, it actually doesn't exist anymore, and it was Pennsylvania Station in New York, and it was a massive, because they still have Grand Central, but the other big train station they had was Pennsylvania Station, which I guess was the train line from New York to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Probably other places. I think he may have been involved with that. but it was built in beautiful, like, 1910, and then they demolished it in like 1960. And it's actually the place where the modern Madison Square Garden.
There's
been like four Madison Square Gardens. There's not just one. There's been loads over history, but the modern one stands there. But it was this, you can look up the pictures of it, and it's just this unbelievable stone,
and they knocked it down.
It's like, it's amazing to look at, and they destroyed the whole thing. There was a huge protest. I mean, people hated it, but,
and that's happened so much, you know, over
destroyed it and then replaced it.
I was just about to say,
in the 50s and 60s, we decimated some of our great Victorian buildings that we don't even realize.
Yeah, I was going to link obviously Dad's Stockport in this conversation. Yeah. I remember being in Stockport with Dad years ago, and it wasn't that long. And the bottom end of Stockport near the Asda, they opened it up, didn't they?
Yeah.
And showed the River Mersey.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Dad told me that when he was a kid, he remember walking down that, you know, round Mersey Way, and it was all these beautiful buildings, a bit like how Chester.
Bit of character.
Yeah.
Right.
With bridges
and
going across.
And they fucking just filled it all in.
Concrete.
And now the plan is to reinstate that.
And open it back up again.
Yeah. And that's what I think about, as much as advance as we go.
Yeah,
they can't get the look right.
I think the big key thing is, if you walk around any major city in the UK, apart from, say, Milton Keynes, and if you look up at the buildings in the UK, London, Manchester, Birmingham, you know, wherever, it'll be beautiful. Liverpool especially, it'd be beautiful stone and brickwork. If they was to pay for that now today, it's astronomical.
It takes years.
It takes so much longer.
They haven't got the actual workforce to do it as well. No. It suck up all the other barriers.
I believe personally that there's things they did back then that people kind of don't even really know how to.
Well, yeah,
you know,
that's about
they don't really, they don't really know how
here,
to.
Here's one for you. Why don't we ever put gargoyles on buildings anymore?
And a bit of character.
Gargoyles are amazing.
Because Doctor Who stopped them in.
Oh, that's right.
The angels.
Oh, Weeping Angel.
He stopped them all.
Yeah. Scared me to death.
Stopped them all.
Well, there's something about that. We've gone for, I think there's a, what we could say about globalization, we've all gone for cheap and fast.
But
really, human beings want to live in beautiful places, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
It improves your health, I think, living
it's
in the
It's having a familiar, like, there's an, you go to a place and there's an aesthetic
feel.
There's a feel to it. Like, if you think of Paris, there's there's one or two, but there's almost no skyscrapers there.
That's true.
It has a feel.
Over. Never thought of it like that, actually.
The suburbs.
It's a good point. You go to, say, two cities in America, right? Washington and Vegas. You don't go to Vegas to look at the buildings.
Yeah.
You go to look at somewhere else.
Yeah.
And play somewhere else.
They've got a pyramid.
They have got a pyramid.
And the Eiffel Tower.
And they've got a sphere.
Yeah.
They're that massive sphere thing.
It's just a big.
Not seen it. It's just a big ball.
Seen that?
It's like not an auditorium, like a 3D like a musical hall type scenario, but it's round and they can do anything they want. They've added it as a Death Star.
Oh yeah, I've seen
they've added it as an eyeball.
Yeah,
you know, it's fucking freaky, but brilliant.
You two opened it up, didn't
you?
That's right. Yeah, it does look cool. I'll give him
that.
That
weirdness, LA, doesn't it? That strangeness about any place in the world.
Yeah, well,
so much no, sorry, Las Vegas. I mean,
it's only been around what 100.
Yeah,
really, it's only been a place for.
It's got an old Vegas because that Vegas now isn't the
original. Like the dunes and
no, that the Vegas you see now isn't the original Las Vegas. It's the old Las Vegas is different. But even then, it was just
what's that line? You should have known. I shook Sinatra's hand. You shook Sinatra's hand.
And you should have known
you
better.
You should have known better.
Yeah, that's good, though.
Ocean's 11 13, or Ocean's 12 or something
like that.
Some bullshit, yeah. I mean, it's quite a good film, actually. But
yeah,
so,
soft spot for them.
Any particular modern buildings that we like that you think, I like that?
I'm going to struggle with this.
Well, I'll give you one. I'll give you one. The funny enough, it's in Paris, but the way that they've done the Louvre in Paris with the upside down pyramid, I quite like that.
Yeah. But will that still be around in 500 years?
Well, I don't know. That's the thing.
Mm. It might be, but I just don't think
when the aliens finally land.
Yeah.
Right. What do you think they'll think of our buildings? When they finally, you come out your living room, you come out your front door tomorrow, and just like Will Smith in Independence Day, and he's like, fucking hell, you know, I've got to get to the RAF base or whatever.
They'll probably be like, fucking mental, these lots, leave them to it.
Why would you ever come to this planet if you were an alien?
It's full of crazy, 8 billion crazy.
It's full of lunatics who kill each other, just like willy-nilly.
Yeah.
We don't live harmoniously or happy with each other. Not really. I mean, we try to.
You try to, yeah.
But we kind of don't, do we?
It's the trying that counts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's the trying that counts. That's good.
A modern building that alike. Go on.
Right, well, it's not exactly buildings, but I like the actual design of them. But it's, you know, like the World War II bunkers, those big concrete emplacements.
Andy loves a bunker.
I know, but they are weird, but they are. There's something like futuristic about them, the way they did them. There's some in Jersey that you've, like these stepped ones, and there's these slack towers.
I don't know what you mean.
The actual structure, and I've got a bit of a soft spot, not exactly for, let's call brutalism, innit?
I like a bunker.
It's so different, yeah. Mm.
But if you had millions of pounds, would you build like an underground, like nuclear bunker?
I'd build a Batcave.
No. I'd have a Batcave.
Yeah. Colin Furze, shout out to Colin Furze, if you ever want to see a Batcave.
Oh, he's amazing.
Shout out to Colin Furze. Yeah. We've talked about him before.
So
he built a Batcave in his garden.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And he's now building a garage that comes out, his DeLorean car, by the way. That he's got.
Yeah.
I
watched him make a shed the other day. That was good.
He's brilliant.
Just sit straight forward.
Something I want to talk about just recently happened. So I was watching the news yesterday morning boat.
The bridge. Yeah.
Hit a bridge.
300 metre long.
Yeah, it was terrible.
The fuck? I mean, I think there has been some.
But it went down like a kid's toy.
It went down frightfully quick, didn't it?
It went down.
But that boat was fucking massive.
Yeah, it was.
And it's one of the biggest things containers on Earth.
Yeah.
You can't say this. Like, you can't blame
bigger
them.
Than football fields, aren't they? There's something like the huge.
Oh, they're boats to carry other boats.
Yeah. And the stats. The ships. They're like 10 stories.
The weight that must have been carrying. Like,
I mean, it's terrible. It is. It does look like it was a tragic accident. I don't know. It looks like the boat lost power and seemed to head directly for the stanchion. It was bizarre.
It's weird. I was watching, you could see the water, the current, and it seems like the wind was pushing against. So I don't know if it aimed
didn't
to
they,
come out.
Didn't they apparently, they sent out a mayday to the bridge though, the bridge, didn't they? They knew it was like going to happen.
Oh, really?
Apparently they sent out a mayday to stop the bridge, stop anyone getting on the bridge.
There were some construction workers on the bridge. Yeah. Of course there was. Yeah.
There was a few cars.
In the middle of the night, the cars.
There's one video I saw, and I think we've all seen that official video. It's
horrible.
You know, it's terrible, but it's the cars that just the missed as well. Like,
there's a truck.
There was a fire officer on yesterday on the news, and he was saying, drive over that every morning.
Yeah.
Literally, it's my way to work. You know, imagine
he's got an extra hour to work now.
Oh no,
at least No, I mean, I'm not being insensitive. I mean,
how many? That's like maybe a million people could use that over a month. I don't know.
I would.
It's a busy. It's such a big
a day. How many people use that a day?
It a day.
Guesstimate. Yeah, a lot. I mean, the only bridge I can sort of, kind of. We've got like Thelwell Viaduct in Manchester.
Yeah, we've not got anything on that.
And we've got Barton Bridge. And I must admit, every time I drive over Barton Bridge, I do sort of think, oh shit, you know.
Yeah, well, they got the fourth bridge in Scotland, maybe.
If somebody just wants to like just do himself in, they could just steer off that bridge.
Yeah, straight and off. Yeah.
They're right into the Manchester Ship Canal.
Mm. Yeah.
Bumf, dead. Sometimes that's like, I don't know.
Just going back to that bridge in
Baltimore.
I personally, I don't mind the odd conspiracy theory, but on this occasion, it's just a fucking massive boat.
Yeah,
it's hit a bridge. Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with the bridge.
Yeah. It's just
terrible. Yeah. I know,
terrible.
I don't think it's terrorism. I don't think it's
It's just an accident.
Yeah,
terrible. And I mean,
it's shocking how you know the power behind that shit, the force, the weight behind that it could do that to that.
We do have a weird thing for watching mass destruction take place in just a few seconds. All the, you know, the years that bridge has been there, the years it took to build, all
and it's
the
just
money,
gone,
and then just rubble in a few seconds. Yeah. Gone.
I know what you mean. Actually,
it's like a scary thing for us because we rely on these structures all the time, don't we?
We all have a fascination with that. Just watching some things. I think it's the size of it. The size of something like that.
Yeah.
Well, exactly, Fred. Yeah, but apparently during the Boxing Day tsunami. You know, like in
2004.
No, I know you're going to say,
you know, when it happened, the people were just sort of fixated, looking at this fucking massive wave coming at them.
Yeah.
And there was other people going, what are you doing?
They're just like,
run.
Fascinated.
But they're like the human kind of, I don't know what it is.
A shock thing.
Like most have been shocked.
Yeah.
And they still had time to get away from it.
Yeah.
And yet they didn't do.
They just sort of comprehended.
Do you reckon there was anyone like with a surfboard going,
Patrick Swayze from Point Break. By the way, great actor, Patrick Swayze. Shout out to Pat. Well, he's dead now.
Roadhouse.
Yeah. Roadhouse. What? They've just remade Roadhouse.
They've done it with Thingy.
Conor McGregor.
I
like the original. It's just daft, isn't it? It's just.
Wasn't Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yes. Yeah, Brokeback Mountain, Jake Gyllenhaal.
He won't ever.
He'd starred in it.
1 hour, 28 minutes.
What's that Roadhouse?
No, Brokeback Mountain.
But
classic film.
Yeah. The original, the Roadhouse, it's cheesy, but brilliant.
That's why I like it. Great cheesy because it's great. You know, it's
the name.
One of those '80s or '90s, just on the verge of the '90s.
Great
type of video.
By the way,
87.
The nurse in that.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
She's beautiful.
She is.
But
he ripped somebody's throat out in that film.
He ripped somebody's throat out in it, didn't he, with his hands.
Patrick's body is...
Oh, he's beautiful.
Yeah. Ghost as well.
Ghost. I like Ghost, but the bit that freaks me out in Ghost is, you know that scene where he is with...
The shadow people.
Whoopi Goldberg, but it's his wife, and she's being his wife, but it's actually Whoopi.
Doesn't he inhabit Whoopi? No, he goes inside.
No, don't mean where he inhabits. Yes, he inhabits Whoopi.
He goes inside
Whoopi,
doesn't he? And then he starts dancing.
Yeah.
And it's a bit weird. Yeah.
That freaks me out a little bit.
But then the shadows that come out, that's a great thing.
Oh, the shadows. Willie, the bad guy in that, Willie.
Supposed to be his best mate.
No, not the stockbroker.
Supposed to be his best mate.
The guy that kills him.
Willie
Santiago or something like that.
He hires somebody to...
How have we got on to this?
Good film.
How the hell have we got onto this? Here's one for you. But talking about bridges and bridge collapses. The oldest bridge in the UK. Anyone want to?
The oldest bridge.
Obviously, there's been bridges built thousands and hundreds of thousands of years ago.
Like a suspension bridge.
Suspension bridge, but I do know this. I'll talk about suspension bridge in a minute. But
that Telford.
The oldest still usable working bridge today.
It's got to be a Roman one or something, hasn't it?
It was built in... there's two, actually. There's the High Bridge in Lincoln, which was built in 1160.
Bloody hell.
Is still used today. And there's also the Old X Bridge, which was... Exeter Bridge, sorry. Started in 1190 and completed in 1214. Still used today.
It's like... Wow. It must be so solid. Just a solid stone bridge.
Both stone bridges.
Solid stone bridges.
Still used today.
That's great.
It's pretty good, that. I always like...
I mean, by the way, what I say, if that size boat hits them bridges, they're getting wiped out as well, by the way.
Yeah, but...
You know.
Yeah.
I always like the little bridges on that, like canals. Oh, remember, you know the design of the bridge where the horse could go up and carry on water?
Absolutely.
So he carries the canal the guys boat.
Genius design.
The leg it underneath. Just, yeah.
That is a genius design.
That's right.
Yeah. The horse could go up
and round and go underneath
and still carry on,
and still carry
dragging
on
the boat.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So the rope is still attached.
No, so the bridge was built so that the horse could walk up,
yeah,
go over the bridge onto the other side and still carry on with the rope towing the canal boat.
I tell you where that was
that's
on.
Like, that's like one of the magic ropes.
Yeah.
How does that?
No,
I tell you where it's
one
on.
In Marple Bridge.
There is. You know that biker guy.
Andy, it works.
Yeah,
trust me.
He doesn't believe. Yeah.
I'll have to figure that out.
It's like some sort of like magical
illusion. Like magic circle.
No, it sort of goes up, but then it diagonally goes across and then round. So it switches sides.
So it's always got constant contact with the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like that Mobius strip thing, isn't it? When you so he's all got one edge.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
The first time I saw that was on that bike, he did that boat with that guy built.
There's one in Marple. There's one in Marple. I promise you. There's one in Marple in Stockport. Definitely.
Yeah.
Actually, I'd recommend walk along Marple Locks because it's lovely.
Yeah, it is good.
Oh yeah, and the tour of the Manchester Ship Canal as well. The tour of the Liverpool Canal, isn't it? Through the centre of Manchester. That's brilliant. If you ever get a chance to go on that, I've been on that. And it takes you on the underground of Manchester as well.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go.
It's amazing. Been on that.
It's like these huge areas.
Oh, it's so cool, honestly.
Underground.
Oh, yeah. You think like Manchester's just this modern city.
It's supposed to have an underground.
But
yeah, they started kind of building it and then just gave up on it, basically.
It's fucking brilliant. Yeah. Oh, I thought that.
Stick some tramps on.
We don't like to admit this, but Manchester really...
Industrial heartland.
It came about because... of the Liverpool port.
Yeah.
And the cargo would arrive in Liverpool, then it would be shipped up and they didn't have anywhere to store it. So that's why Manchester's warehouse district came about, because they started building all the warehouses just off the canal to store all the cotton, essentially. Yeah. Really.
They store that now. I mean, especially over Oldham and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just huge. Yeah.
So they can sail right in and right up the ship canal, right into Manchester.
And then you've got all the canal network distributing all the cotton to all the mills in the areas around it.
Yeah.
So all the mills processing. So,
I mean, that's an episode.
Back to Whaley Bridge.
That's an episode. Yes.
End of Buxworth.
Buxworth.
End of the canal. Really, because now it's just all Amazon warehouses.
Yeah. Well, no, but it is, though.
You see, you've got little 8-year-old kids looking under
the... Do you know what? I'm going to say, that's what I'm impressed with.
Modern
built warehouse, Amazon. Now they've got all the machines inside. I'm impressed with that.
I'm impressed.
They look shit though on the outside.
I'm impressed with the fact that if on a Sunday night at 10 o'clock, I click a set of tweezers, and by 3 o'clock the next day they're in my living room.
It is good.
Not quite sure where I'm ordering tweezers.
Stuck up my nose.
Yeah,
or in your ear or whatever. Yeah.
Quick, going back to bridges. The first suspension bridge ever built in the world. Do you know where it was?
Yeah. Brunel, wasn't it?
No,
it wasn't Brunel.
It was Telford.
It was Telford.
Is it near Bristol?
So you're getting slightly mixed up. The person that built it was Thomas Telford.
Yeah, it's Thomas
Telford. He designed it.
Yeah.
And the very first suspension bridge ever, and you've all been over it, is from the UK to Wales. Anglesey.
Oh, yeah.
And it's over the Menai Strait.
Yeah. I thought it was one further down.
Is it Britannia?
No.
I thought it was the bigger one further down.
1819 to
1826. It's the chain link one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the very first ever suspension bridge.
That's why.
Brunel, Isambard Kingdom Brunel, built the first box bridge over the Menai as well.
I don't know if... Or he might have done that with Stevenson. He might have been Stevenson and he was there.
Okay.
I think he was
one of his best mates.
That's really great.
I think he might have been Stevenson, but Brunel was there because he was such a close friend.
And can I just say briefly now, if there are any youngsters listening to this podcast right now and you're thinking, who the hell are they talking about?
Some of the greatest engineers
just
ever.
Just Google a man called Isambard Kingdom Brunel.
Yeah, brilliant documentaries on him.
If you want to learn construction,
genius.
Or you want to talk about it and find out about construction, look at him and Google him and what he designed and what he built. It's incredible.
The best first under river tunnel in London.
Yeah.
The best thing to watch, you can still find it, about 20 years ago, they did like a Channel 4 did a thing for like the greatest Britons ever.
Yeah, Jeremy Clarkson.
And Clarkson did a documentary about Brunel. You can still find it on YouTube and it's about an hour long, but that's the best
And by the way, what a cool name.
I know.
Yeah.
Proper
Isambard.
Name.
Isambard.
It's a proper Victorian name.
If you're having a kid now and you say, I'm going to call him Isambard.
Isambard.
Yeah. Solid. He'd be an engineer.
And what's his middle name going to be? Kingdom. And his last name, Bruno.
Kingdom. Yeah.
What a fucking name.
1820, though, I think. It's like,
I think you get away with that now.
It was like calling your kid Tyler back then.
Isambard or Chelsea or something.
Yeah, that was like the equivalent.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. But so so first suspension bridge, the UK.
So it's over Anderson.
But again, I want to say again, if that size boat hit that suspension bridge, that would also be wiped out as well.
Yeah.
So we're not. It's not a bridge. This is definitely not a bridge off as well. Going back to building and construction, why do a lot of modern buildings not have a floor 13?
Do they still do that?
In some builders still do it.
Is it just because of superstition?
Superstition, yeah. Mm. Superstition. There are some builders. I mean, there is a floor 13.
Yeah.
If you go from one, if there's a 20-story, they just don't call it 13, but it's still 13. It's still there.
In America, they number the floors differently as well. That's something that Americans are always confused by here, is because we have ground floor, first floor, second floor. But in America, it's just first floor, second floor, third floor. It's a weird. I don't know where else.
Why did they do that?
The first floor is the ground floor.
Yeah,
but it always weirds them out when they come here that the second story is the first.
It's
floor.
It's football, not soccer, and it's ground floor, not first floor.
I heard something about that recently. Mm. Originally, it was called soccer.
I think it was.
Americans, that's why they kept all the original spelling. We've changed our
association football. It derives
football
from that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely, unfortunately, I think you're probably right there. It was actually called soccer.
Something
But yeah, so if you built a building, would you have a floor 13, Danny?
Yeah, I think I would.
Yeah, I definitely would. It's my lucky number.
Yeah. I don't see the point.
Would you have a floor 13, Jack?
Yeah, because then if it's haunted, that's a tourist attraction.
Have you ever seen the film Being John Malkovich?
Oh, yes, brilliant.
Heard of it.
Have you seen
it?
I think, is it because he's this one floor that's built just for small people.
Small people, yeah.
And it's like everybody has to hunch down. But is that floor 13? But it's brilliant. It's everybody has to walk around
What's that? What's that film called where Matt Damon shrinks himself?
I know you mean.
That's a great film.
Because the buildings in that are amazing. And they all look like dolls.
Downsizing.
Downsizing.
It's a weird
film.
Didn't like it.
But
I loved it.
It's like three different films in one.
It was really good.
Yeah. You know what I loved about that concept? That, like, his wife's wedding ring, because it's solid gold.
Yeah.
It ends up being like the biggest piece of gold that you could ever imagine. It's bigger than him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's smaller than the wedding ring.
Yeah.
So that gold equates to like $11 million in miniature money.
It was, it's like when in the film, and they used an example of rubbish.
Yeah.
A bag of rubbish.
Yeah.
And what it equates to. And this is like a city of Miniland or whatever it's called. And
it's a good film. It's a weird
three different films.
Would you do it? If you could treat yourself.
No, as long as you could get back normal to the normal size.
I think I might be tempted.
Cat would be like Godzilla.
No, a cat would be like some as big as this mill that we're in now.
It just walk through and destroy everything.
Yeah. I think think about it though.
Go on.
No, you know, like lions and tigers. Actually, the cats are the same. They're just small lions and tigers. Anatomically, they are the same.
I know what you mean.
It's not like they're a different species, right?
But imagine the construction.
Yeah.
Imagine the betterment of construction if we're all as big as that beer can.
Mm.
You know what I mean? We'd all have to live in small, tiny small houses. The world would be a lot better place, but there'd be a lot more dangers out there. You're right, like a bird would be like a dinosaur.
Yeah, it would. It is a dinosaur.
Like a T-Rex, basically.
Yeah. And then it would be the responsibility of the still normal-sized people to keep
us safe.
People safe.
Yeah, well,
we'd
have like fenced off areas.
Yeah,
I assume.
And rain.
Rain would be
rain, like sleet or something. You get killed by a bit.
One droplet, you drowned.
Yeah. Snow.
What the fuck are we talking about? what city's got the most bridges in it in the UK?
I think
it's got to be London.
Well, I know Birmingham's got the more canals than Venice. So it's not like Birmingham, is it? Something
not
like
Birmingham.
That.
I know. Doesn't
Bristol?
You said it.
London.
It's got to be London.
I was thought that was too obvious.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. 30 bridges at least 30 bridges just over the Thames in the central part of London.
Hmm.
just over the Thames.
There's something about walking over a bridge in London. I quite like it. Yeah. I feel like James Bond in Skyfall.
Yeah. I know what you mean, actually. Like walking towards Big Ben.
Yeah.
A bridge. That's a great bridge.
Oh, they're amazing bridges.
Have you ever read about all the different London bridges, though? Because there's been about three or
four. Was sold to Arizona.
One
was sold to a guy in...
The Building Tower Bridge, bought by
Arizona, or it's somewhere out.
No, he thought, the guy that bought the Arizona Tower Bridge
thought he was buying... The Jubilee?
He said London Bridge, but it's he thought he was buying Tower Bridge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so Tower Bridge is the.
And there's an 80s film.
Jack the Ripper. I remember it.
But he dies on top of the bridge.
Who else lived in Tower Bridge?
Not Biggles or something like that.
The guy in Biggles.
Peter Cushing's in the Biggles. Yeah.
Biggles lived in Tower Bridge.
If you can fly a Sopwith Camel, you can fly anything.
That's
a great film.
Is that the best line in cinema history?
I think it's definitely one of.
Yeah.
What's this I've wrote down here? Oh, no. I've got a bit of a quick fire stuff, but we've still got sort of 15, 20 minutes yet to discuss, but we've almost
some quick fire stuff.
Do you want to go through some quick fire
stuff? We'll go off on our own thing.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. We will anyway. Yeah. Best construction van.
Transit.
Yeah.
Transit.
The standards, get a sheet of standard ply in it.
Yeah.
2.4.
Although, very highly stolen. I had a Vauxhall Astra 1.7 or diesel, and that moved like
that can shift that though.
I remember the first night I got that, I got up to like 100 on the M60. Probably a couple of
Obviously the speedometer was broken, so
yeah,
it was
100 kilometers.
Yeah, 100 kilometers. Kilometers. Best one, transit.
Ford Transit.
I did like those VW Transporters, were all right.
We had one once
when we were doing a job for about six months.
And Mercedes, not sprinters, I can't remember them, they were really popular.
Long wheelbase ones are good, but they're just too big.
I had a Vauxhall Combo van.
They're pretty good.
Plasterers have them.
I had a blue Vauxhall Combo, ex-British Gas Vauxhall Combo van.
Remember it.
And I used to pick Mike up in the morning, and then we'd pick Marshy up and Gaz up, and they'd go in the back. Now, the problem with the combo vans is there's no windows. It was all sealed up. Yeah. So they'd sit in the back of a black van, a blacked out van.
Right, just in the dark.
Yeah, and they'd just be smoking weed, and it'd just be like... And there's some days I used to say to him, I'd say, I'm going to fucking drive this van into a canal, and I'm going to get out and just push you two in. Do you know what I mean? Because that's all they'd ever do, was just sit and smoke weed.
About 10 McDonald's when you get...
On the way to the work, and you think, they'd have like two or three splits. You think, God almighty.
How'd you work?
How can people do it?
Back in the day, maybe, but not now.
No.
Jesus
Christ.
It's
like having a beer.
Never go near
it.
It's
like having a beer at work in the day, or when you go for a beer at dinner time.
You don't want to go home.
Yeah. The best construction tool that's made a difference... And it can be anything.
Mike's got that one where you can grind out a brick, a little handheld.
Oh, multi-tool.
Battery, a multi-tool.
That's multi-tool.
It's like a better than the old little ones. It's like a proper powered.
The multi-tool is good.
Just for doing little jobs, digging stuff out. Yeah. You know, like a handheld.
You think of a tool that's made the difference to construction in general, like the plasterers will say like a Rafina drill or something like that. You know, like the mixing drill.
Yeah.
You know, the stand-up mixing drill.
Loads of
I think an impact drill.
Them drivers.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with them though.
Yeah.
Silicon gun.
That's another story about dad.
There's an automated silicon gun now.
I've seen that. Yeah.
They're good. Automated silicon guns. Oh yeah, dad. It's.
Well, we think dad was finger. At least 20% silicone, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he was always
probably what causes cancer. It probably could well have been, you know.
Do you know what? I've got a story. So I don't know if this is factually correct.
Just say it. Anyway.
It was a story of a story of somebody. I might have said it on the podcast already, but I worked with someone years ago who said that they were questioning if they found something in the stomach, and it was a scan, and he thought, oh, I've got a tumour. And they couldn't work out what it was, but it was actually a blob of silicon.
Is that true? That's brilliant.
The same guy told me once that...
like clear silicon or white silicon or...
I don't know, but the same guy said he fought in Ireland and one night he was sort of in this house... And he stumbled across this drawer, and it was an IRA sort of house or whatever, you know, whatever you call them, like a safe house.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they stumbled in across it, and he was going through these drawers, and there was pictures of, like, you know, the royal family at the time, which obviously they targeted.
Yeah.
And obviously everything. And then he said, I was folding it over, and then I came and I said, that was it. It was a picture of me.
That is proper.
I knew it was time to go.
Now,
is that true?
That's what he said.
Fucking hell.
But all then I found out, someone went, he's talking shit. He only rode a fucking bike.
Yeah. In the conflict and all that.
Yeah. So I don't know if it was true.
Yeah, some people like
he told it very, very well.
It's like that CD Bottom, isn't it? He says, is this why I hurt my knee during the Falklands for this? He goes, Did he hurt his knee? And he goes, yeah. He tripped over the coffee table, turning the TV. People did say it. It was a thing, wasn't it? Mm. I fought in the war, and I fought. It happens in America quite a lot, and they call them up on it. And they go, "This like people in America, you know, they drive around with like
the fakers,
fake police.
Well, you have other people to catch them out who get you know." Yeah.
Those fake people who fake that have been in the war and
scumbags.
There was a woman who said she was in 9/11 who set one of the charities up.
Oh, she got away with it for years.
She was nowhere near.
There was a comedian actually that got away. Dad might know him. Thinking, you ever seen the movie Paul Blart?
Yeah.
There's one of the characters in that.
Is he the bad guy?
Not the bad guy, but the guy who's like a jerk to him, a dick to him. But then. Yeah. Kind of puts himself on it.
I know who you mean. I can't think of him. Yeah.
That actor was a comedian, and he lied about being there on 9/11. And it started off as a really small thing, like he was just in New York.
Yeah.
And then it went to he was next to the towers. Then it went to he was in the towers. Then it went to he was in the towers when the plane hit. It just got bigger and bigger.
Of all the things.
And it was about 10 years before he got caught out.
Why would you say
that? Because he said the name of the company he worked for. And then they came out and said,
we weren't there. Like,
nobody was in the office that day. It was being renovated. Yeah. And that was how he got. It was some really small thing he got caught out.
I want to say, no offense to anyone in 9/11. I wouldn't want to be. I wouldn't want to be anywhere near it. Yeah,
it's crazy how people get caught up into stuff.
Quick fire. If you had the choice to wear a hard hat or not wear a hard hat, what would you do on a site? Definitely not.
Depends. Don't mind the high vis.
It depends. Because if it's like properly, you know, something going on, then I might. You know what, though? How many times I've, you know, scaffolding poles with the nuts? How many times I've smacked my head on there?
Oh, just, so many times.
I've never understood?
Almost dug into my brain.
With hard hats. One of the old, it's not as much now. You never know if anyone's working above you. Well, fucking stop her working above me then. Or stop me from working underneath.
I've had blokes say to me, like, get your hat on. And like... There's steel going over you. And you think, if that fucking steel dropped, it'd smash right through the hard hat and take me out completely. Yeah. So it doesn't really matter.
You'd be iron.
Obviously, I get the reasons why the hard hats are worn. But
especially if you go on a scaffold or something.
For the whole of construction, but most would say no, wouldn't they?
I kind of get it. You know when you're walking round site and you think someone might lob something? I get that.
But if you're
bricky
on top or the scaffold.
But if someone's working above you, right, well, one of you is fucking stopping.
I was working with Dad once, it was years ago, and these guys were fixing, so we were on the scaffold, and I was just putting a load of mortar out, and he's laying brick. There's a guy below saying, who's flicking stuff? And his dad on the other drink said, shouting down, he says, we're laying brick, you fucking idiot. And he says, you know, you should have known that before you got underneath.
Exactly.
He was doing some electrical box or something.
But you think you're flicking it at them? Was it an electrician?
He's like, I don't think it was even, I think it might have been a labourer just sorting out, putting a gas box in or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to cut out. It's like we're laying brick.
It does always annoy me with hard hats. It does always annoy me when you see a politician going around like a factory.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
God.
And they're wearing a hat and a high vis.
Oh, my God.
Even though all the work stops because they're there.
Yeah.
So why that always annoys. You know who's who doesn't actually, Trump never does that.
His hair.
Like, you know how so many politicians will go to like a factory and they'll wear like the uniform and stuff. And like you can still see the creases from where they've got it out of the pack. He always just wears that one suit everywhere.
Yeah.
Like a cartoon character. He's just always.
Should we just endorse Trump? Because I'm not gonna say we love him, but
we do.
We do.
you think he's a character type of
it's mental.
He's a disruptor.
It just shows you what.
It's just better than Sleepy Joe.
Well, yeah, because he's not funny.
Joe Biden.
I've no
he can't even walk.
I know, but I've no But that's not it. I think it's the Democratic Party's fault. They shouldn't. He's too frail.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Too frail. It's stupid. Nothing against him personally. I think he's probably a decent, you know, politician or whatever underneath. But he's too old. He's too frail.
It's crazy.
And another 4 years. It's mad.
Yeah. Well, Donald, if you're listening, if you want to come on the pod, you're very welcome.
Yeah.
He might do.
He'd be very welcome to come on our podcast.
He should have a hard hat, but he should have like a massive piece on top of the hard hat.
Just sat there.
Be great.
I wonder what to ask him.
Big construction. Great. I can't do it.
Like, would you ask him, like, you know, that wall you wanted to build?
Yeah. I'd ask him
what
about
materials
the wall.
What would you use?
Why, you know,
what materials?
How high? What materials?
He's gone on from the wall now. I think he's moved on
from the wall, hasn't he?
Yeah.
What's he doing now?
He's selling trainers now and stuff, isn't he?
Well, he's just floated. floated his social media platform and made $3 billion. Donald's made $3 billion.
There's a campaign funded.
No, he won't, though. He won't. He's a right crafty. He'll get contributions. He won't. He has the cheapest campaign out of everybody because he gets so much attention.
Twitter, X now, whatever you call it.
You just get so much.
Which just reminds me.
Yeah, we're going to put a marker on it.
We've got the wrong symbol. We've got the old Twitter symbol. Right, so we're just going to put a black X through it, basically, aren't we?
That's the new Greg's delivery service.
Obviously, apart from TikTok, I haven't got a clue what any of them are, really. Oh, Facebook,
Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, but it's now X.
But
people still call it Twitter, don't they?
Let's change it to Twitter.
It's actually called X.
Why is it called X?
Just because he has Tesla and SpaceX.
Yeah.
A lot of his things have an X through them.
Yeah.
So he just called it
X. Well, it's the same thing.
It looks exactly the same.
Second richest man in the world, so he can basically do what he wants. He's Batman, essentially. He's Bruce Wayne, isn't he?
Without the Batman.
Except without the Batman suit, but he could probably have a Batcave and all the sort of
Why didn't he just do that? Why is he fucking wasting around, pissing around changing names and
just be Batman
online?
There is a Gotham town in America and it's on the East Coast.
Yeah, there is Gotham in America.
If
I had that much money, I wouldn't be fucking about going, do you know what? I'm going to spend loads of money on a platform.
You'd be Batman.
I would. Because I think you just get bored. Once you've like, you've got as far where you've got your own rockets and you can launch
That's
your own
I mean.
Car into
yeah,
space.
Yeah, I know.
What can excite you after that?
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Then you've just got to like, you just start reaching out at random stuff then, I think.
Build a pyramid.
Yeah. We said that.
That's the build a proper pyramid. Recreate it.
Build a proper pyramid and fill it full of all like your shit. All your stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
That is what billionaires, wealthy people used to do.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They would build these massive estates.
Yeah.
And then Rockefeller and stuff like that. Yeah.
Even, I think it was...
Rosebud.
Which one of the presidents? Rosebud. I think Franklin Roosevelt, because he came from... The Roosevelts were a really wealthy family in like New York. And when he died, he had this huge estate that he'd inherited. And he just made it like a public park and stuff. But that is what they would build these huge estates. And then after a couple of generations, they'd just fall into...
I've always said, like, if I won like the Euro Millions, I'd like buy a house in Alderley Edge and just have a load of JCBs in the front lawn digging it up for no reason.
Filling it in and
just
then
for no
it
reason.
Up.
And you just imagine like the Cheshire housewives sort of knocking on your door going, when will this construction end? They'd be like,
never.
Well, it's never really.
Excuse me, I'm an artist. This is an art.
Yeah, I'm just. Yeah.
It's a work in progress.
It's a work in progress. Yeah. Exactly.
I remember years ago, me and Andy were working together and Andy was like going on boring.
Yeah. Some kind of interesting detail.
It was about, if I had this money, you know, I'd buy this beautiful green home. And
I'd probably go a bit greener.
I said, right, well, if you do that,
yeah,
I'm going to build a house next door with a fucking massive diesel engine.
Yeah, brilliant.
Just pumping black smoke.
Perfect.
Like 10 times just, as much energy so, as I want.
That
there that you've just said is the analogy for the whole planet Earth.
Yeah.
You go green, you recycle, you do that. China, fuck this shit. Let's just burn
power stations.
You know what I mean?
It's so true.
So everyone's like, everyone is all like, well, I recycle, you know, and I wash out my jam jars. You fucking weirdo.
China's burning.
You wash out your tins of tomato soup, do you? Yeah. Because I'll tell you now, there's fucking 10 billion people in China that are just burning through steel, concrete, fucking
anything. Even concrete as well. Actually, talking about.
And by the way, I'm not going to go to the Chinese. But what I'm getting at is
more concrete, aren't they, in the last 20 years?
Yeah.
I can't remember the fact. But that's created as much carbon dioxide as so many millions
it's,
of cars.
It's the roll of roads they've built, isn't it? Yeah. Something. Yeah.
We're all trying to save our. Here's a good one. Here's a good one for you. How many petrol pumps in the UK are there per car? Have a guess.
You told me this the other day.
3 to a car. I don't know.
There is 120 petrol pumps to each car at the moment in the UK. Right?
Wow.
Flip that to EV chargers, so electric vehicle chargers. There's only between 16 and 18 electric vehicle chargers currently for every electrical car in the UK.
Mm. Oh, I see. So if you want to go...
Which means...
the actual electric cars
if you
on can, the
if
road.
You're lucky enough to find one, you're going to be waiting. You're definitely going to be waiting for an EV charger.
Right.
Maybe not all the time.
What's the turnaround? About 2 hours or something?
No, I mean, the fast charger will charge a car in 30 minutes. Fast charging, I'll charge a car.
I'm not advanced enough to factor the time into travel.
Can you wait 30 minutes?
No.
Imagine waiting at a petrol station for 30 minutes.
I think hybrids are the way to go because it's like a bridging technology. You're already saving petrol by using the electric. You're actually making the petrol go longer, so you're using less petrol as a nation.
The longest range car at the moment available is, I think it's a BMW, and it's about 400 miles, and that's really high. On one full charge. Lower than that, you drop into like about 220, 230 range.
Didn't we have somebody with a Tesla, and they said it depending what you're doing, like air conditioning, you've got to have everything off. You've got to have everything off.
So the more technology you use inside it, or you charge your car.
I'm not against it. I know we need to be doing it. And the advantage of it is, of course, is if you can generate your electricity sustainably. So if you've got solar panels, then you're not paying for electric bill.
Well, that's the other argument, isn't it? If you're getting all these electric cars, where's that electric coming from? Because if it's still like coal or
but
gas,
then, it's still the same or, thing.
But then, there's countries around the world mining fucking cobalt and lithium.
Yeah.
Do you know, to provide these sustainable cars.
To be fair, I saw a really great graph on that. And we process so many billions of coal and oil and gas every year. But for renewable stuff, it's actually only in the millions.
Yeah.
For what we need. So I know what you mean, we're still having to mine that stuff, but actually what we mine out of the ground, it's still going to be considerably less.
There's a part of me that thinks a bit like an American in a sense, in that just fucking use the oil till it runs out.
Yeah, I think that's the only way to do it.
The problem with oil
And then go.
The problem with oil is it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
It's actually amazing.
It's brilliant.
That's why we use it.
When it's gone, then there's no other thing. Then they will just come. It might even be electricity. It might be some hydrogen, whatever.
As always, it's money.
Might not have even thought of it yet.
Well, I mean, there's so many technologies out there. You've got wind turbines.
Yeah.
No, two turns of a wind turbine will power one three-bed detached house.
There's a meme in the UK.
Two turns.
The internet that says, why can't you just put a magnet at the front of your car and have an even bigger magnet over it?
Yeah.
So the magnet just pulls it along.
Because there'll be no rich oil baron making any money out of that.
Well, yeah.
You know, there's all these conspiracy theories about like a water engine, a hydrogen engine.
Then you could be a magnet.
It's been bought, been shelved.
The world energy infrastructure is built on oil. You'd have to actually change all the world's energy infrastructure.
So's commerce. So's the American dollar. The American dollar is based solely on, not
oil,
gold.
Petrodollar.
Not coffee. Not silver. It's based on oil.
Yeah,
the price of a barrel of oil.
Yeah,
it will gradually happen because if it's cheaper, it will gradually phase in.
That's the thing is in a way it's gone up in price, but it is still
because actually
cheap.
The price of batteries have gone down by 10% by 100, but something like 10 times in the last 20 years.
Yeah,
actual electric batteries stored in the storage has increased amazingly.
Mm.
So it is coming.
So
it just takes more time.
Right, I think. Sorry, we're probably nearly done. Nearly about an hour, I think, ish. Yeah, nearly done. A couple of more fast ones, and then we'll wrap this up, boys. Most annoying trade on site. Mm. Annoying trade. And you have to say an answer, and I'll say one.
Site manager.
Oh, good one. Good one. I like that. Dan?
Oh,
love to say mechanic, but
most annoying trade mechanic.
Yeah.
Say it if you want to say it. No, upset the mechanics.
No, I'd say. Oh god, it is a difficult. You know what? Fucking painters. Yeah,
paint and decorators.
Oh, I've got to paint that. Man. Well, fucking wait.
Do you know what I'm going to say? Plasterers. They do my head in. They're so messy. They're so dirty. Mm. They're not clean, you know, plasterers. No plasterers are clean. And I know they'll say, well, we can't be clean. But have you seen the state of the way they leave some of them rooms? You think, you dirty bastards.
That's been held for a long time.
You gonna say, you got one? Most annoying trade that you come across?
Probably bricklayers.
Very good.
Yeah. Fair enough. Very good. Fair enough.
There won't be a site for one for bricklayers.
Last one. Favourite takeaway?
Oh,
that's tricky.
Can only say one.
Pizza.
It's got to be.
No. Pizza.
Yeah.
You can eat it the next day. That's the thing.
I love that. I'm going to say pizza as well. You can eat it the next day. I like that, Jack.
It's fine. It's fine cold. You can have it cold or reheat it. Either way.
I like it. Andy.
Yeah.
I love a Rogan Josh.
Nah, curry.
I love a curry. Vegetable peel or rice.
Yeah.
Chicken Rogan Josh.
I'm just going to have to say burgers and hot wings.
I've worked with he has when he goes to McDonald's he has like a
stop
he
McDonald's
a, he wants a burger to before he has the other burger
yeah like a, yeah, a starter
like a starter burger
I won't go to McDonald's
then anymore. You start going
why?
To McDonald's
just, stomach can't handle it
I don't.
I think when you get past I do think when you get into like your mid-30s seriously your food things change
if I have like a proper burger, like you know, like from Bun and Bones. Shout out to Bun and Bones.
Yeah, love that. Like
Stockport Bun and Bones.
Yes, yeah, great burger.
Their burger,
LA, what's he called? LA.
I wonder
burger.
If I have a pick them up.
Dome Bones.
They'll give me a free. Will they give me a free order?
I'm sure.
Right. Yeah, they're brilliant burgers, and their hot wings, their buffalo hot wings, superb.
Yeah,
but I love a proper made burger.
No,
Bun and Bones,
a proper burger
is the place to go in Stockport.
Need to wrap this up.
What's yours?
Pizza. Definitely.
Yeah. Pizza. Yeah.
Dome and Bones pickle. It used to be called Pickle Ricks.
A mixed kebab.
Dome and Bones
nice.
Pizza. Oh my God, it's sensational.
Mixed kebab is nice.
The McDonald's one. I think I've told this story before, but there was a coat that a guy had put. He'd been out on a night out and he'd put his coat in the cupboard and he'd not worn the coat in 10 years. He got to the coat, went in the pocket, got out a McDonald's burger that was still in the wrapping paper, opened it up. There's no mold on it.
That's weird. That is totally weird.
What the fuck?
Well, obviously we don't want to libel McDonald's, but I'm just saying.
Well, he might be a McDoodles.
McDoodles. McDowell's.
McDowell's.
Is
it McDowell's
from America? America.
The chips are good. Chips.
The McDowell's chips.
McDowell's.
Was it sprayed in Soul Glow?
Well, that's a great film.
Yeah. It is a great
that's
film. It is a great film.
It is.
Yeah.
I think that's time, believe it or not.
Samuel L. Jackson is the is a what guy holds a, up the
he's a robber.
Up. He's a robber in it. Yeah. He holds it up. Yeah, it's one of his first
motherfucking
parts.
Yeah.
And it technically takes place in the same world as Trading Places as well.
No, it does.
It does.
Because it's the two Dukes. Rich guys.
The two Dukes.
Randolph.
Yeah.
Mortimer.
That's a great film.
We're back.
It's bang on. It's in the same universe
just
as yeah. that.
Just a shout out to Jamie Lee Curtis there.
Well,
you know?
No, oh, my shout God. Out to Eddie Murphy. Two, I don't think he gets the praise he deserves sometimes, Eddie Murphy.
Oh, is it?
And some of those films some in the 80s and 90s.
Done some proper classics. Yeah.
I do think he went a bit off key with like the... What were they called? The
Naughty Professor.
I think that was a bit shit.
Oh, okay. I like the Naughty Professor.
The 80s and 90s. Yeah. Unbelievable stuff.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah. Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah. Another 48 hours as well.
Okay, that's time for this week, guys and girls. Thank you all for your attendance today.
All right.
Again. Yes. To everyone listening and watching, it's been a bit of a mental one today. We've not really talked about one thing. We've talked about loads of different things. We've been all over the place. Not managed.
Still construction based.
Yeah, but it's just where we're going with this pod. We want to. Yeah. It's where we're going. Danny, thanks very much as always.
It was good. Enjoyed it. Thank you for.
And Dave. Saul behind the camera there. I'm going to give him a thanks. Thank you, Saul. Yeah. And we'll see you all on the next episode. Take it easy.